And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. New Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is getting some strong pushback after asking state departments to plan for 2% budget cuts in the coming fiscal year. Preparation for budget hearings at the Capitol, Lee asked commissioners to submit plans for budget reductions, but told reporters he hadn't yet decided whether to make those cuts. On Friday, Corrections Commissioner Tony Parker told Lee to expect his department to ask for more funding to cover much-needed raises.
We pay our correctional officers about $27,300 a year. When you look at competitive law enforcement agencies, sheriff's offices, other agencies that we compete with, we're at the bottom of the scale.
Parker's team told Governor Lee that Tennessee will have the nation's second lowest paid corrections officers when the state's new budget takes effect in July. Then during Monday's presentations, the Department of Children's Services warned it also needs millions of dollars in new funding. Commissioner Jennifer Nichols told Governor Lee that since 2016, her department has seen a more than 10% jump in the number of children in state care due to the opioid epidemic. She noted that some of Tennessee's neighbors have seen increases that are even more dramatic.
Georgia has a 72% increase. Mississippi has a 43% increase. Alabama has 26% increase.
Children's Services is requesting $78 million in budget increases, including $64 million more for foster children case management and treatment services. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.